Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The National Farm Machinery Show runs next week, February 10 through 13. Among the four shows totally owned and operated by the board, it is the shining star for the Kentucky Exposition Center.
The National Farm Machinery Show, because of its makeup, because it is a trade show, and because it can go along those traditional trade show business techniques, it is a moneymaker for us. In fact, it's the largest moneymaker of the year for us. And so how that show goes, so does our year.
State Fair Board President and CEO Rip Ripito says once again, the show space is a total sellout with exhibitors on standby lists.
In fact, we went back and looked at our records, and over the past 5 years, we've had almost 800 companies who've expressed interest in exhibiting in the show that have never been able to get in because the show has been sold out.
One change this year, the Family Living Center has been restructured into a gift and craft market.
We've taken that group and we've moved them into a ballroom upstairs in our South Wing C so that we could free up that space for additional exhibitors. So we're going to have more exhibitors than any time in our history this year.
That means 9,000 more square feet on the ground floor for equipment exhibitors, depending on space needs, perhaps several dozen more. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's old folks' country sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and season it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
The National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville next week, running February 10 through the 13th, will draw some 300,000 visitors over 4 days. There will be over 850 exhibitors filling 1.3 million square feet of floor space. That, says Rip Ripito, results in some sizable economic impact.
It's upwards of $23 million annually, and it'll grow a little bit this year because we've got those additional exhibitors. So it's bigger and better than ever, and the maximized space for the exhibitors is going to improve visitor experience.
There will be visitors from all over the country kicking tires and checking out the latest technology, and the cost of attending is low.
$8 per car to get into the facility. There's no cost to come to the show. Just pay for parking.
Ripito says visitors can better plan their visits by going online to check exhibitors, their locations, and other attractions at farmmachinerieshow.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.